Our Celine report today focuses on you small and medium business owners. If you'd like to grow your company or find out its valuation, or you think you might need an outside consultant to help you grow that company, and maybe you don't feel that you could afford something like that, well, think again. Today, we're going to tell you about Fox River Group. Joining us is the owner, Jeff Fordeck. He also is a director on the Saline Area Board of Directors for the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. Great to have you with us, Jeff. And also joining us is Michelle Dugan. She's the new executive director for the Saline Area Chamber. By the way, Michelle, how big is your board? How many members strong is it?
Right now we have 13, Lucy Ann.
13 members. All right, we'll talk more about the chamber in just a moment, but one of those directors is with us now, and Jeff Fordeck. Jeff, tell me a little bit about Fox River Group, because you have a very interesting background, how you came to found this company.
Well, I did, and it's very unusual, but, you know, growing up in a very unusual and diverse background of a home environment, we had a lot of small businesses growing up as a kid. I got to see a lot of different facets, a lot of different companies, how they worked, and then went into the corporate world for about 2.5 decades, doing both domestic and international work. You know, really gives me, I think, unusual and diverse insights that really help, you know, and I'm able to bring it back to a smaller company and give something that they can walk away with and actually use.
Your family-owned businesses, they included a cemetery, an electrical mechanical contracting business, a mid-sized farm, and even an alarm company. Quite a diversity there, and it certainly gives you the background to work with a disparate group of business owners, Jeff.
It is. And, you know, there's a lot of differences. You know, the construction company is, you know, you're always selling. You have to keep moving. You know, that's a business where you always have to replenish. But the cemetery is almost an annuity, you know, and you're almost managing an annuity fund. So it's completely different. And then the alarm company turns into much more of a subscription business. So, you know, it and then you throw in the corporate environment working for, you know, some large companies in the refrigeration and air conditioning space. You know, you're able to see quite a large swath of the world and how it works.
For those small to medium business owners who you see could use someone to come in as a consultant and be able to access that kind of expertise, and maybe they're not there yet. They don't know that their business could be doing better if they had a little outside help. Tell us a little bit about why they should hire you and what kind of expertise you bring to their companies.
You know, for me, a really good customer for me and a good company that's really where I'm going to be able to make a difference and have an impact on them is that owner that's completely overwhelmed, or that owner that is very frustrated, can't grow, continues to try different things, but hasn't been able to grow, you know, and continues to always be, you know, at a juggernaut, always continue having problems. And the other thing is I also, you know, from that small owner perspective, you know, for me, it's very easy. I get frustrated very quickly. I have a passion for that small owner and helping them to be more efficient and do the most they can with the time they've got.
Yeah. Good point. Michelle, hearing that description Jeff just gave, that's probably every business owner right now coming out of the pandemic, right?
at least a good percentage of them for sure.
Yeah, everyone has been struggling and they're trying to get their bearings now and trying to move forward with their businesses. So, Jeff, one of the things you do is valuation. And when I think of valuation, trying to figure out, you know, how much a company is worth and what value it has, there are a lot of facets to that. Tell us a little bit about what you do when you go in to determine a company's valuation.
Evaluation is almost more of an art than a true math science. You know, you got to look at comparables. You've got to do other elements to it. You know, and a lot of times when I'm doing evaluation, it's not for a divestiture or those kind of things. It's just an idea of, you know, what is my business? What have I built? What is it reasonably worth? And where should I be spending my time? Where's my time best spent? And sometimes part of that is to say, you know, you're crash strapped in the piece of the business where you're really strong, but the part of the business you don't really love is the part where you've got a lot of value, right? So we start to talk about a divestiture or how you can start to make decisions.
So peeling off the layers really and taking a look at that company and what's working in the various areas and make it stronger because of that. Do you find that most business owners listen to this kind of advice? I mean, obviously when they're hiring you, they really should be, but that's got to be a hard thing, I think, for even small business owners who are so entrenched in their company. And many times it's a family owned company, or just there's a lot of connection for that business owner with that small business.
There is. And you bring up an important point, right? I mean, you've got so many facets to a small business, and there's, you know, sadly, there's a lot of small business owners, you know, that are second or third generation, right? And, you know, a lot of times the goal of that second or third generation owner is not to have the business die on their watch, you know, and unfortunately what you really add is, it, you know, if you've got that mindset and it's, you know, I'm not going to lose my family's company, or, you know, my goal is not to screw this up, you don't have a strategy. The only thing you really have is a defense. Yeah. And you know, and growing that business is almost impossible, because the only thing you're going to do is the safe things that don't cause harm. So, you know, to get those companies, you know, to start to open up, start to realize that, start to look at the pieces. And in some ways it is kind of like peeling an onion. It does take, you know, a lot of time for those owners to come full circle and realize where they're at. And, you know, some customers, I may have some initial discussions with them. We may work through it. And then it may take 3, 4, 5 months later before they finally come back and say, I don't agree with you on these pieces, but on these other pieces, we've got something. Can we have another discussion? And I think that's also, you know, that element of patience is really important in that small owner. They've got so much on their plate, getting the time to digest and move forward, you know, with what could be. It takes some time.
Well, you know, it's one thing if you're trying to convince a board of directors on a new direction to go in. I think it's a little different when you're working with generations or families who all have a say in on that company, and you're trying to convince them that maybe something you were doing in the past, making XYZ widget, now you want to do a new ABC kind, and you can't get them to kind of go in that direction. Is that a hard process for a company to go through?
It really can be. And sometimes we go back to something as simple as you know, what's considered a mind map, a large wall map, you know, in like a 2-foot by 3-foot size. And we start to put together their business in a, you know, on paper, right? What different groups do you have? What divisions do you have? What products do you sell? Who are your customer markets, you know, and starting to get, you know, sometimes you just have to start by basic alignment of the family. Is this really the business we have? And does everybody agree? You know, sometimes you have to start in box one, square one, and get everybody to agree. This is really the business, you know, we all have that same view that this is the business we really have.
We're talking with Jeff Fordeck. He is out of Saline. His company is Fox River Group. And you can find out more information by going online to foxrivergroup.com. Also with us is Michelle Dugan, who is the executive director of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. Michelle, I know that you're charged with growing the chamber, growing business in the community of Saline. We do have some storefronts and places that have been empty for a while in the Saline community. So that's a big charge coming out of this. And I'd like to get kind of an idea from both of you on your thoughts on the Saline business landscape and how we can grow Saline in an effective way, yet keep the charm of what we know and love about Saline. So Michelle, along those lines, you just came on a few months ago with the chamber. What are some of the things you've been thinking about for 2023?
So real simply, our vision at the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce is to build a vibrant and prosperous community through business leadership. So to that tune, we've got a lot of work to do, but our primary role is to resource businesses to help themselves, essentially. And we, in my opinion, the minimal investment that it takes starting at $200 level with the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce for a year, if a business puts any effort at all into utilizing us as a resource, it is the absolute best investment that a small to mid-sized company could make. We have opportunities to promote them through social media, through e-blast, to make referrals to them and to help them help themselves, essentially by putting the pieces of puzzle together. Once we identify some issues, we can likely resource them to people such as Jeff at Fox River.
Yeah. And Jeff, you know, when you hear that and the kinds of things that a chamber can bring to a business, those connections alone are invaluable, and talk about valuation right there. But Jeff, tell me a little bit about, you know, your thoughts on the Saline community. First of all, how long have you lived in the area?
I moved into the Saline area in 2012.
Okay.
from St. Charles, Illinois. So.
Oh, really? And what drew you here originally?
Actually, I've lived in the area about four times. Different corporate environments have brought me back. I worked for Tecumseh Products for a long time. Came and went on some different assignments and whatnot. But actually, both of my daughters were born over in Tecumseh. So I've been in the area off and on since 1994.
And can you contrast for us how it's changed over the years and where you see the community going business-wise?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, which small town it is. They've all seen a lot of change since the mid-90s. You know, large retail has taken a bigger step. Online ordering has taken a bigger step, you know, and sometimes, you know, when you look at all of this, especially for the small town owner, it's a different environment, right? For the most part, anything I want, I can get online. I don't have to leave the house. And that's where we really need to work with those customers and understand the value creation and understand that the value of a business is determined by the customers, not by the owner. And because those customers are the ones that are coming in and spending their money. You know, so, and the landscape has changed, right? And, you know, getting people to understand that it's not the same world it was pre-2020 for sure. And even it was when you grew up in the 90s, right? It's a different environment, right? So finding that value, finding those key pieces that make somebody want to, you know, get out of their jammies, come downtown and you know, spend their money and enjoy the time.
Well, okay, let's talk about that a little bit. And I see that as a two-pronged approach. Definitely you've got to listen to your customer. Why are they coming in? Why did they make that effort to do that? We'll talk about that in a moment. But secondly, you know, the changing landscape, I'm curious from your perspective as a consultant, Jeff, what kinds of things can these small business owners do to attract people from ordering online constantly and actually making that journey into the store? Are there things that they can do? Should they be coming up, you know, to the times that we're in today? Are there things that those owners can do to encourage people to still come to a brick and mortar store? Or should they entirely change their method of how they're getting their product to customers?
Yeah, you know, you really do. And it's a full process, but you got to look at your business and say, what's going to make somebody want to get out of bed and come here, right? Is it, you know, they, you know, for some companies, it may be, you know, I always love the smell of the chocolate chip cookies baking, or, you know, they've always got, you know, something new that they're making. I want to go find out what's different, right? You've got to have that, you know, that homespun creativity that makes that small business truly something special, right? If it's something I can order on Amazon and I'm going to have it, you know, by Wednesday or Thursday, you know, do I really need to go do that? I've got 99 other things pressing on my plate right now, right? What's that one thing that, you know, when grandma comes to town, she's always going to go downtown and see what that company's doing differently, because it's always so novel and enjoyable, right?
So make it an experience for those customers.
Very much so, right? And you know, and what's going to make, you know, it's got to be something that makes that draw.
Okay, and to the point about listening to your customers, do you think overall business owners do a good job of that? And if not, you know, what can they do to understand that importance better?
I think in some ways, I think too many businesses have got slightly baited because it's too easy to do an online survey, you know, and if you really think about an online survey, right, the best results you're going to get is somewhere in the neighborhood of 10, maybe 15% of the people that actually receive the survey are actually going to fill it out. And if you actually dig that down a little bit deeper, the only people that are really going to fill that out are the people that really have something to say. So if you're really going to listen to your customers, you almost have to have that one-on-one conversation and have an open mindset and which is very difficult to do. And that's somewhere where you may even bring in somebody to do that, to go have those discussions and help you to understand, you know, what is it that the customers are looking for? What are they valuing? You know, and you know, what makes me different? You know, that's the question you've got to answer. Because, you know, if we refer back to Henry Ford in one of his famous quotes, right, at the time that he came out with the Model T, he said, if I would have asked everybody what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse. Right.
Right.
It's too easy to look at what the competition's doing, do a couple of surveys, say, would you like this, and commit to it. But it's not you. It's not that originality that makes your store over the top.
I can see where you help those business owners think differently about their company, about their products, about their customers. And that is really valuable to have people have that kind of expertise. Jeff Fordeck with us from Fox River Group. And, you know, Michelle Dugan, when I think about the businesses in Saline, even the large corporations that are in the Saline area, for one thing, you know, when I think about some of the bigger businesses, I think about what they give back to Saline, you know, all of the community events that they support and how they become members and kind of enmeshed in the community. And when I think of those small businesses, just what Jeff was talking about, it's the experience of walking into our downtown stores that I enjoy, not just when I have company over, but, you know, I like to do that for myself as well. And I think we just have to encourage more people to do those kinds of things. So wonderful talking with both of you today. Thank you so much. Michelle, for people that would like to join the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce, how can they do so?
The quickest way is to go to our website, salinechamber.org. Then certainly the application comes through and then I'll be in contact with them.
All right. And Jeff, anyone who would like to entertain your services, they can go to foxrivergroup.com. Foxrivergroup.com. Finding value in existing products, understanding the value of potential growth plans, developing the forward planning required for success in any company. And your customers span across multiple industries, don't they, Jeff?
Yes, yes. I've done everything from insurance companies to nuclear power companies to hydrogen fuel cell components, on into the air moving products. So not just my old HVAC business. It's across the wide swath.
Wonderful. Well, we wish you well, and thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. Jeff Fordeck from Fox River Group, along with Michelle Dugan. She is the executive director of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. On our Saline Report today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.